It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, arts, entertainment, food, topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And a great big heidely ho Oscars, neighbors. It was, of course, the Academy Awards last night, as we are recording the show on Monday evening. And so far, so good for this week. Still employed. That's a little joke that Spencer and I have now. And how are you, speaking of the lovely Mr. Spencer Tracy? How are you, sir? What's going on?
You know, Doc, I'm still employed. That's about all the excitement I can work up over my job right now. Speaking of the Oscars, since we kind of started on that topic, so what was your favorite moment of the Oscars last night, Doc?
I liked when Ben Stiller made fun of Joaquin. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is the moment for me in the entire Oscars, was when he came out and was pulling the, you know, the drugged out, kind of just not even conscious of what's going on around you. He pulled it off so well. I loved it. Good job, Ben. Loved you.
Yeah, but that was my only question last night about the Oscars. It seemed like there were a lot of distractions that, I don't know, seemed to pull focus away from the movies. Like, while it was really funny what Ben Stiller was doing, you know, they're running these montages. I think the category was Best Cinematography or something like that. And they're running, you know, all these clips of all these different movies where you're supposed to check out the cinematography and see who's nominated. And, like, Ben Stiller's just wandering around on stage, you know, everybody's laughing at him. And nobody's paying any attention to the poor guys who got, you know, nominated for an Academy Award. I mean, for crying out loud.
What turned most people off was watching Hugh Jackman try to do a musical and then encourage everyone, the musical is back. Oh, God, no, please, no, I hope not.
But you gotta give it to Hugh Jackman, though. I mean, the dude's pretty talented. I mean, say what you want to about it. I mean, for him, well, look, for him to put on, you know, because he was on a show on Broadway for a while, and he was wearing like these gold sparkly pants. Mm-hmm. To see him go from that to playing Wolverine, I think that's pretty phenomenal. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, what would have been cool though would have been, you know, like the things coming out of his arms and then like going after one of the guys in the top hats. Now that would have been cool. That would have actually made the show for me. The rest of it was like movies that nobody really saw and nobody really cares about, and they're kind of out of touch with mainstream America and blah, 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 blah. Oh, we got to see Kate Winslet naked. Okay, that's cool. And then other than that, that was it. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, Winslet boobies. That made the entire year of movies for a lot of people, I think.
Hey, got her an Oscar, and that's her story, and she's sticking to it. I guess it's time to start the BTS Mix Show number 46.
The BTS Mix Show, worldwide at belowtopsecret.com.
In today's America, technology empowers the public in nearly everything they do.
Deny boredom.
That is correct, and we've got some great topics for this show. And, you know, as we all know, we're internationally in a, you know, fiery global economic wreck right now. So any little glints of light or bits and pieces of happiness or hope are always graciously accepted. And I came across this perusing through the Below Top Secret forum. And this was in the general chit-chat forum posted by Pause for Thought. And I won't go through the entire thread because there's a lot of great material, but I just really kind of wanted to give it a shout out. And it said, totally uplifting videos, poems, anecdotes, make someone's day. And it says, this is for upbeat, feel-good materials only. Pessimistic misery, mash, doom, and gloom excluded, and henceforth not to be mentioned. Want to be cheered, blessed, reach cloud nine? Enjoy what's here, and perhaps impose something for the next poor soul who's had a hard day at the office. And my goodness, we could all use a post like this. So pause for thought. Many kudos to you. There are some really tremendous videos on here, some neat little anecdotes, some stories. And again, I think it just speaks to the whole community here at Below Top Secret and, you know, everyone's ability to kind of come in and share their own stories and what they like and what they don't like. And I think this is a great forum. And I think we could all use a little break from all the doom and gloom that's going on out there right now.
That's what it's all about, is just unplugging from the stress of the day, and hopefully that's what you're doing with this podcast right now, too. All right, let's jump over to relationships. This is our favorite forum. I would say probably top three favorite forums, Doc.
Word, definitely.
Yeah, this one's in relationships. Met a girl last night. Want opinions. Well, if she is in your avatar, she looks like a goat.
I was going to say...
Yeah, probably shouldn't go back out with Rebecca anytime soon.
Run.
Bah. All right, enough of the girl, goat jerk, whatever. So this was posted by Within Sheeple, and it says, "Hi, BTS. This is my first post here, so here it goes. I was at trivia last night with a few buddies over at a sports bar near my house towards the end of the night, and after a few pitchers, we were tabbing out. And the hostess came over to our table and started talking. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, we started talking for a while and exchanged phone numbers. Should I call her or text her? How long should I wait? Lastly, should we see what's a good idea for a first date? Please help. By the way, I haven't dated for 4 years after my fiance cheated on me with my best friend." Oh, been there, buddy. She is the first in a while, and I like her a lot. Please help. Okay, first thing, take a deep breath and step away from the cell phone.
I like what Ellipsis writes. Ellipsis chimes in right away and says, "Don't do anything that we suggest. Be yourself and do what you want to do. Do you want to call her? Then call her. Don't make the mistake of acting like a totally different person while dating because some magazine or article or a friend of a friend said that that's the right way to act. I'm sure she wanted to exchange numbers for a reason. Go with that and know she obviously is interested in you. So just be yourself. Good luck and may you find true love from a real woman who knows that cheating is not an option." And Ellipsis, I gotta throw you some kudos, my friend. That's a fine piece of advice there. And I would agree with that. I don't think that there is an equation or a formula or any sort of, you know, set role way to deal with something like this. You know who you are. You know what your strengths and your weaknesses are, and play to those. You know, if you're the kind of guy who's going to be fast and aggressive and call her right away, then call her right away. If you want to give it a couple of days, let it stew for a while, see what develops. Maybe you want to go back to the bar and just, you know, build the relationship that way. Go back to trivia. It sounds like a lot of fun. Trivia night at the bar. Ooh. Yeah, but you know, I meant that. That does sound like fun to me. I like trivia. And, just be yourself and roll out that way. And good luck to you. It sounds like a fine prospect.
Okay. I have some, just because I'm older, Doc, and probably only slightly more experienced in this area because I've been stupid. First warning sign. We had a few pitchers, okay? If you're going to get someone's phone number and you have a cell phone, just go ahead and while you're punching it into your cell phone, take their picture. So the next day, if you go, "Hey, I wonder who's oh my God," you know, you will know. You won't rely on those brain cells that you killed to try to jog that memory of what this person actually looked like. You'll have photo evidence in your hand, and that way you're not calling someone who you might later not wish that you'd have pursued a relationship. And I'll leave it at that.
Spaced Out writes in, who's a forum moderator here on the site, "Before your date, print out a bunch of our posts, enough to fill a decent-sized binder. Organize them by topic with little tabs. Once your date is moving along nicely, say, 'I'd like you to meet my friends,' and as you hand her the binder, spend the rest of your date reading through your hard copy of ATS BTS. Things should progress swimmingly from there." Another option, be yourself. I think the winning line here is to be yourself. And again, Within Sheeple
works for me, man.
Yeah, however it's pronounced. Rock and roll, my friend. Be yourself and have a good time.
Yes. All right, let's jump over to real photo of Rihanna's face. This is posted by Clever One Forum moderator, and of course, this was originally posted by TMZ. They got their hands on it, and I tell you what, Chris Brown is not making any friends or fans. Yeah, the photos don't look good. She looks battered, and I mean, Chris Brown pretty much has committed professional suicide with this.
Yeah, you know, not only was he a total douchebag and came out with this little half-assed apology of, "Oh yeah, I guess I feel bad for doing it, whatever, blah, 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 blah." And then 2 days later, this horrible photograph comes out of what truly happened. I mean, I guess this guy bit her. punched her. Ah, God. I mean, just horrible, horrible stuff. And, you know, and this picture is just horrible. And, you know, I mean, obviously abuse like this of any kind, celebrity or non-celebrity, is horrible. You know, but to see, you know, with people you know, and you know, I think Rihanna, I have really no opinion about her one way or the other. But, you know, it's just, it's a horrible situation. This guy needs to go to jail. He needs to, you know, not obviously get any sort of preferential celebrity treatment, which seems to be the modus operandi today. And this is just inexcusable as far as I'm concerned. And I hope, and a call out, don't buy any of his damn records, you know, make him suffer and, you know, hopefully put the same pain on him financially, because that seems to be the only thing that he cares about, you know, and do it that way.
I mean, I don't care who you are. If you think you can beat up a woman with impunity, let me give you a little secret. If I'm in the same neighborhood as you, crackhead, I will bust your ass. And that's just a friendly reminder from your friendly neighborhood podcaster here. You know, and I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just promising if you're in the same neighborhood as me and you think you can treat women this way, we're going to have a little chit chat and you're going to look worse than that. I promise you.
Yeah, I will drop some plates, biatch.
Now, here's the other thing. Who was the guy that was in Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, played a little sidekick? What was his name?
Oh, yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. He was in.
Yeah. And he came out defending Chris Brown. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I find out, evidently, this guy has had a history of abuse, too. So, I mean, it's like they all flock together. It's like this stupid mentality that you can, you know, treat a woman like this and beat her up. And it's OK because she's just a woman and she smarted off to me or she did this. You know what? That's twisted and stupid.
Yeah. Yell at her. If you're in a big fight, yell at her. Use your big boy words. You know, you don't have to throw your fists around like a giant AWOD.
Yeah, really.
I'll keep that sensitive to the chillins.
All right. Well, anyway, a lot of people had something to post about this. And if you have something you'd like to post in this category, feel free. It's in Breaking General News, real photo of Rihanna's face. It's bad.
And staying in the Breaking General News forum, this is kind of an interesting story. This was posted by Bodrill in the Breaking General News forum. Bush declines hardware store job. And I don't know if you remember this story, but out in West Texas there where Bush is retiring, I guess the owner of a hardware store said that he'd be more than happy for Bush to be a greeter at the hardware store. He thought that that'd be great. So the article is from the BBC and it reads, George W. Bush has a paid jockey visit to a hardware store in Dallas, Texas, which offered him a job as a greeter. The former U.S. president entered Elliott's outlet with his security detail saying, "I'm looking for a job," store manager Andrea Bond said. The owner of the Texas chain made the offer earlier this month in a letter published in a Dallas newspaper. But despite not having a publisher for his memoirs, Mr. Bush decided on reflection to turn the job down. That's fantastic.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, the guy does have a sense of humor. And I heard Jimmy Carter's working as a greeter at Walmart in Georgia. So, you know, I mean, it may be a future career. I think, where's Bill Clinton? Oh, Playboy Mansion. He's a greeter at the Playboy Mansion. Yeah, yeah.
That is correct. Or from the Wabriri tribe, if we recall that from our last show.
Yeah, I don't think Bill swings that way, Doc.
Hey, man, you never know. It is the 90s. Oh, wait, we're past the 90s.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Bless your heart. We're going to reactivate Doc's brain cells, and we'll be back in just a minute with more of the BTS Mix.
Hey, everyone. This is Doc Hancock along with my partner Spencer Tracy, and we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com. Along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show, we've all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all of our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with hosts Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Doc Hancock, and co-host Spencer Tracy. And don't forget to flag, star, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
The unpleasant noise you are about to hear is not a mistake.
It's the BTS Mix Show with Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And just a reminder to everybody here on BTS, there is, of course, the new ATS-BTS media portal that you can visit. And it is just really exploding. I'm really, really excited to see all the new content, a lot of people posting new videos. And I got to tell you, you know, Spencer, you were talking about this last week. You can get lost in there. Be careful. You'll lose a lot of time in there. It's a really, really fun place. There's a lot of really great content, and I'm just loving it. I'm so excited to see it exploding like that.
I am too, Doc. It's going to be revolutionary for, and you know, other media have kind of done their own thing, and I know that Skeptic Overlord is working very, very hard to even add cooler things, and I can't talk about those right now. And I talked with Dave Rabbit earlier today. I will tell you that it's going to be very cool, and very soon you will have a chance to interact with Doc and I on a live basis while we do the show, which is going to be incredibly fun and a good way to burn an evening. So we're looking forward to implementing that, but I can't really talk about a lot of that. So zip, zip, not going to say anything else other than to say I will be fully clothed and Doc will be fully clothed. However, we may...
Hey, speak for yourself, buddy.
Okay, we will have our faces covered. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the breaking general news again. Cops clock man driving one, and you got to say that three times fast, driving 137 miles per hour in a 93 Honda Civic.
Wow. Can you even imagine, you know, if that's not the best commercial for Honda, and by the way, we are accepting sponsors, Honda, if you're listening, that is absolutely phenomenal that a car that old can hit that kind of speed. And though that's a four banger. That's a four-cylinder car hitting 137 miles an hour. I mean, granted, it must have had a decent wind behind it or something, but that's pretty crazy.
Some of those older cars can really get up and go. That's when they, you know, a lot of those were made when we didn't have a gas crisis, and you could get up and move. I know when I got my Altima, I didn't get the 2.5. I got like the 3.5, and I was racing Mustangs and beating them. And racing the little rotary jobs, this guy drives up next to me in a little Mazda, almost a little sports car, a little rotary sports car, and he takes off. I could see the angst and the frustration in his face because I'm driving this family plan, and it's right with him and pulling away, and I love that expression on their face.
Well, what kind of ticket do you think this guy got? I mean, if the speed limit was...
Ooh.
What, 65 miles an hour, and he was clock going 137. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's probably going to be in the four digits, and he'll get probation. He'll also get a spot on YouTube probably pretty soon. I think it's, you know, here's the deal. You know, kids are going to do that, and they're going to race. Guys, just be careful out there, really. I mean, don't do it in residential areas. Don't do it where you're going to hurt somebody else. We actually had and this is kind of interesting, and I don't know how much of that I can talk about this because I have FBI friends and I have other friends that I talk with about different things that are going on. And in one of our neighboring cities, they had an actual racing group that would videotape their races as they're driving through traffic, and then they would post it on the web. But you couldn't get the web address or the password unless you met one of the guys personally. Well, you know, eventually somebody got in undercover, and they had all the evidence they needed to catch these idiots. But, I mean, they were driving through traffic 80, 90 miles an hour, and that's just dangerous and stupid. Oh, just find a piece of flat road nobody's on and drive down that, or go to a drag strip and or a racetrack and play there. But don't do it where you're going to injure somebody that's innocent.
Yeah, you know, we have that here in New York, and to me it's just the dumbest thing in the entire world. I mean, as if these streets aren't cramped, crowded, and you know, overpopulated enough with tons of people walking around. You know, you don't need these racing circuits. It just absolutely drives me crazy. And what kills me, doesn't kill me, it might kill the person doing it, is, you know, these guys on their motorcycles, man. For whoever has come out here and driven around the city, you've probably been on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, and the lanes are so narrow, like you barely have enough, and they're jagged and they're full of potholes, and everybody's driving like a wild man, and it's a pretty intense ride. But these guys, you know, they come through on their little crotch rockets, And they're easily going 90, 100, 110 miles an hour, just whizzing through traffic. And, you know, you just call them organ donors because they're bound to hit something at some point, and it's not going to be pretty.
It's just as bad, I think, are the guys that go out and buy a Harley and have never ridden before, but because they've got, you know, 20, 38,000 extra bucks and they're a dentist, they think they can go and become a biker dude. And with no experience and no training, get on a road and, you know, kill themselves and maybe a passenger with them. So it just, you know, you're in charge of something that can be very destructive, and it comes with responsibility. And I'm sounding like my dad, and oh my God, I'll stop now. How fast have you gone on the ground in a vehicle? Now, I'm not talking about a plane on takeoff. I'm saying on the ground, how fast have you gone?
Maybe on a few country roads, you know, with some friends, but maybe 90, 95 miles an hour, you know, nothing ever that crazy. I mean, definitely, I don't think I've ever been over 100.
Aw. Okay.
That was like the biggest pitiful sigh that I've ever gotten. How fast have you been?
Well, a long time ago, I used to do some TV stuff, and I got a chance to ride in one of the Shockwave's jet trucks where it had two afterburning J4 whatever jet engines mounted on this 56 Chevrolet pickup truck. And that got up to a little over 300 miles an hour, and that was enough to make your little rear go...
Holy cow. Yeah, I would say so. You've got two jet rockets strapped to the back of your vehicle. I think you're doing all right there. No wonder you gave me a little pitiful sigh of, oh, 90. I could have taken a nap during that. Meanwhile, I was like, ping my pants.
Oh, well, now don't forget, Doc, out here in Texas, I mean, there are flat roads where you can actually drive. The speed limit is 80 miles per hour. So you can get up and get with it.
Get up and get with it. All right. You stay in your afterburner truck, and I'll stay in my little Jetta.
Jump over to the next topic.
And, of course, this is back in our favorite section, the relationships forum. And this is posted in by Thingfish. And Thingfish has seriously been very active in the relationships forum. It's been 8 months, and I'm still not over my wife leaving, he writes. I thought it was just for a spell, felt a little bit better, but anymore I just feel like complete crap. I just want her back, and I want things back the way they used to be. I miss her, and I'm convinced I'm never going to find anyone that made me as happy as she did. Why does life have to be so damn tough? It really sucks sometimes, and this is definitely one of those times. Well, Thingfish, I can certainly empathize with your situation. I cannot sympathize, though, and I can't even imagine how difficult that would be, you know. My base level advice, obviously, is just keep your chin up, and, you know, every day, hopefully, it'll get better, and one day, you know, maybe you'll be able to find a new love. That's all I've got on that one.
I think that a lot of times that we really feel like we will never love again like we love that person because of the amount of openness that we had with that person, that we really let them get in and gave them everything that we were and had access to. And you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to love anybody like that again. You may not. I mean, seriously, I mean, you may not love anybody like that for one reason, obviously, is that you are not going to be as open with someone right away ever again, at least, you know, for a few years until you get over this relationship. And you need to take a look at yourself and say, okay, I did open myself up, and maybe I gave this person too much access, and I didn't have enough boundaries up, obviously, that, you know, something happened in the relationship. But here's another thing. Maybe you can work it out. Maybe you guys can get some counseling and not have to, you know, terminate the relationship. It sounds like it's already gone, but, you know, I wish you the best, and just, you know, we'll keep you in our thoughts, but just don't let that close you off from other opportunities down the road. And it may take 2 years. It may take 5 years to find that right person that you can open up with again. But again, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for you. You may never open up like you did with that person just because you want to protect yourself. And when you get burned, I mean, that reflex, that muscle memory will not let you stick your hand in the fire again. So hang in there.
Yeah. And there's a lot of really great advice in here from other BTS members. So, you know, if you have any insight or any help for Thingfish, definitely, you know, post this in. And I think any insight can help during this time. I mean, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go on to some lighter topics, Doc. Let's go to jokes, puns, and pranks, celebrity doppelgangers. And this is posted by Carl12. And I'm loving these and a whole bunch of these. For example, I'm going to read through a few of these. Amy Winehouse and the alien from Aliens. Yep. There is a striking resemblance there.
There really is, although I don't think the alien could handle half as much meth as Amy Winehouse does.
Kill the alien just like that.
Wipe those aliens out.
Right underneath that, they've got James Hatfield and the Cowardly Lion. That's a nice pair up. I kind of like that.
That's a great one. That's a really good one. And good old Phil Spector, you know, big old poofy Phil Spector. And they just put him up next to one of those. What are those things called? What are those little flowers called?
Dandelions.
Is that a dandelion? Yeah, those little things you blow on them and they scatter all over the place. They compared them to that. I thought that was pretty funny.
I like the Tiny Tim and the Penguin. Now, you know, this is kind of weird, but when you look at these, you go, man, I always thought they kind of look like somebody, but I can never put my hand on it. You know, got Danny DeVito as the Penguin and then Tiny Tim right there. And whoa, you know, that's kind of odd. The brain and the universe, very interesting and kind of an interesting symbolism along with those two comparisons. The Larry King and the Professor Farnsworth from what is that animated cartoon?
Yeah, the Simpsons outtake. The same guys who did the Simpsons.
Futurama. That's who it is. That's perfect.
Eureka in the bathtub.
I love that one. That's great.
They put Hillary Clinton next to a velociraptor. Jesus. Oh, man, that's horrible.
The guy from Lost, though, I mean, and Rolf the dog, I can see that. They look a lot alike.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Peter Boyle and the eagle character from The Muppets, that's a good one. The kind of furrowed brow and the pointy nose, that's very good.
The funky James Carville next to the unfurry, funky, weird, bald cat. Oh, I mean, that's too creepy. Yeah, you probably never see those two in the same room.
The Dr. Evil cat, yeah. That's exactly what he looks like.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff here posted, and you'll enjoy it. Another one that you need to check out is Victoria Beckham. Is it Victoria Posh Spice? Yeah. And the Slea Stack from Land of the Lost.
And they have Nicole Richie next to a corpse.
That's when she wasn't eating. So please feel free to peruse these. Get a good laugh and forget your troubles for about 15 minutes. That's pretty funny. So I guess now, Doc, it's time for you. Because I got to tell you, Blogstalker kicked my butt last week. I thought that I stumped one person. And then they come in and they've got the answer, Claude Akins, to the BTS screen test. And I just felt like, I mean, it just took the wind right out of my sails. So please feel free to stump them.
And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Spencer's feelings were hurt. He was really anticipating that was going to stump. That was going to be the be-all and end-all. And that no one would have a clue. And it would go on for weeks. And it would become this great mystery. And sure enough, Blogstalker comes right in. La-di-da-di-da. It's like, oh, yeah, he's one of my favorite actors. Fantastic. I thought that was just, I mean, you know, it's defeating, absolutely, because, I mean, how do you top that? I mean, that was one of the most obscure BTS screen tests we could ever think of, and wow, defeated. So congratulations, Blogstalker, you did it, and hopefully this one will be somewhat challenging, but I don't know. We're going to have to bring our game next time, Spencer. I don't know what to do.
All right, we'll get them this week.
All right. This week's BTS Mix screen test will be worth 5,000 points, and it goes a little something like this. When he's not dodging balls or peddling electronic fruit, this actor is tearing up the screen with great hilarity. John McClane would agree that this kid has a long way to go before he is an action star, but jeepers creepers, this kid is good. Who is this actor? And it could be worth 5,000 points.
Andy Dick.
No, it's not Andy Dick. We can cross one off the list.
Okay. Never mind then. All right, well, that does it for this week's edition of the BTS Mix. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, of course, don't forget to check out the media page. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website, belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.